Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast and happy Halloween. Spooky music. My name is Cody and I'm one of the hosts here.
I am Cameron. I am also a host here.
And today is Halloween.
It is indeed.
If you're listening to this the day it came out.
Yes. If you're listening to it after the fact.
2018.
Yeah. It was Halloween at some point. But I mean, we could say it was Halloween at some point, anytime, really.
True. It was Halloween last year, around this time.
Yeah, this time last year, it was also Halloween. It is so weird how time works.
Yep. And to celebrate Halloween, we have a bucket of candy.
Yep. And we are going to be celebrating by eating it for the entire episode.
Yep.
We are going to be so fat and sassy by the end, we'll probably be dead.
Yep. Retweet now to get candy. Oh, too late. They didn't do it quick enough.
Oh, man. No candy. Yeah, there was a very short time limit.
Very short.
And it was about a second.
It was factual, in real time. No pausing allowed.
Nope. So.
Yep.
Well, how was your, I shouldn't say how was your Halloween, since we're in the midst of it.
Right.
But how was your weekend? I thought you threw a party.
I had a Halloween bash of sorts.
Awesome.
There were people in costumes and whatnot. We played some board games, and that was about it.
Nice.
Got wickedy wasted, and played board games and hung out in costumes. It was fun.
Cool.
What did you do?
Well, of course, for the kids at home, you got chocolate wasted.
Chocolate wasted. Right. Chocolate milk.
Yeah, and probably vodka.
Yeah. There was some.
Yeah. Nice. I was in Oklahoma for a sport ball game.
Good old sport ball.
Yep.
This episode brought to you by not sport ball.
Nope. Brought to you by a team that does some stuff.
Yep.
There were some chains moved. There were some points won. And they did the thing that they
chains
do when they
moved.
Did.
What's that mean?
That is literally the only sports term, at least in terms of sports that I don't know,
right,
that I actually know.
Okay.
So
is there legitimate chains?
No, it is a metaphor. When they do a thing, that means they can move the chains. I know what it actually means, but I forget because I don't really care.
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
You all fake caring out there in the world, but this is pointless.
So right.
Stop doing it.
Chances are you probably know something more about sports than we do, and you probably think we're dumb.
Yep.
So.
But today, we're going to not be talking about sports. We're going to be talking about Halloween-y things. Spooky, scary skeletons.
Exactly. Yes. And ghosts hanging from trees.
Yes.
So
we will not license that song, so don't expect it.
Yeah. No, none of that. No Monster Mash.
Nope.
I kind of think that song is done.
Right.
Like, I feel like we could retire that, and nobody else would have to hear it, and we'd be good.
Yeah. What's that? There's that new Pumpkins guy.
David S. Pumpkins from Tom Hanks from Saturday Night Live.
I've already had enough of him, too.
Yeah. The one sketch was great.
Right.
And I remember last year they did the Halloween special, the cartoon.
Yep.
It was horrendously bad.
Yes, it was.
We watched the whole thing. And
as did I.
I could have watched.
We didn't watch it together, did we?
We did not.
Okay, cool.
No. No. I was thinking, you know, all the shows that I should be watching that I don't, I could have watched half an episode of Daredevil.
Yeah.
In that time frame. So I really would love to get that time back to watch. I'd probably just watch another DuckTales.
Legitimately,
but
anything else, though.
Exactly. Yeah, anything else at all.
Ugh.
Which I have actually been watching a TV show as of recently. I did watch The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which premiered on
Netflix
last week.
Yep.
Really good.
Oh, yeah?
That was the other thing I did besides sportball. Watched quite a bit of that, and it's really good. It has kind of that Buffy vibe, but...
Oh, good. I like the Buffy vibe.
Yeah, the Buffy vibe is very good. It's a little more serious. It's a little bit darker. It's more... I would say the tone is more like early Angel, like the first couple seasons of that, but with some Buffy themes.
Okay.
It's really, really good.
Right.
And it's not too dark. It's darker, but it still has some optimism.
Right.
I like it a lot.
Well, good. And it does not exist in the same world as the Riverdale TV show.
I would say it they probably could make it
kind
exist.
Kind of leaving it open-ended.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, one of the characters mentions that Riverdale is a town near the town that takes place, which is Greendale,
yeah.
which in Archie
Community
comic continuity
College.
Is true. Yes. Exactly. Oh, I didn't even think about that. It's a community reference, but no, it's actually from the original comics too. But so they reference that. So there's a version of Riverdale that exists,
right.
but I think they're keeping it separate, kind of like Arrow and Flash exist, but not really.
Right.
Or like the MCU and the
TV.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Yep, their own thing.
Okay, random fan theory. Does Community take place in Riverdale world? In Archieverse?
I think Community takes place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, I'm fine with this.
If anything.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you could...
They've never said they didn't.
No, and we have the Darkest timeline.
Yep.
Which, as far as I know, the fact that we use that like in normal speech, I'm pretty sure that came from Community.
Yeah, that's the first time I can think of it existing in a popular format like that.
Right. So I'm betting at least one of those timelines,
mm-hmm.
probably the Darkest timeline, takes place
right.
in the Riverdale universe.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I
like
the idea
legit
that...
Legit Darkest, like the sun doesn't come out very good.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
real
it is,
dark.
Yeah, it is literally the Darkest, not just
yeah.
in terms of tone. I like to think that Community kind of exists at the nexus of all pulp culture universes.
Yes. Yes. I love this idea. Kind of like how in the MCU, like the Captain Britain Corps exists, and they have that place where they all meet up because they're all parallel dimension... Captain Britain's or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Community.
Exactly. And there's a man thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they did that in the TV show at all, but you know from the comics, the man
yep.
thing is like he exists in the... Or he's like a teleporter.
Right.
But he existed in the swamp where the nexus of all realities converge.
Yep.
That's how Howard the Duck also ended up in the MCU.
Truth.
So.
And Headpool.
Also him.
Yeah. The zombie head of Deadpool.
Yep.
I love comics.
I do too. We have really run the gamut tonight so far.
Right.
We haven't even gotten to the main meat of the episode.
Yep. Speaking of meat, let's chop up some corpses and talk about today's topic.
All right. Oh, we're going to have to go through a lot of bodies to do that.
Yes.
Oh, well.
So today's topic, how did you word it on the Twitter poll?
I wanted to know.
Right.
And we got very little traction this week apart from me reposting it, and that's okay.
I also reposted it this afternoon.
Yes, you did.
Right before.
Indeed you did. I appreciate that. But I posted or wanted to know your favorite scary movie villains.
Okay, cool.
And since nobody contributed, at least up to this point, we're not going to share any of yours. We're just going to talk about ours.
Yep.
Because that's what we do.
Squirrels.
Yep. So I thought we could do a top five, but really, I think we could just
talk.
Yeah.
All right.
And since Tony's not here with us,
or
tonight,
is he? Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Squirrels.
He might be one of the bodies.
Yep.
We're not sure. We'll find out.
He might be all the bodies because he's a time traveler, and that could happen.
Oh, he's just leaving us his dead
yep.
doubles.
Yep.
Ew.
Like, he has an alarm on his little wristband. Every time he dies in the near future,
mm-hmm.
he gets a warning that, oh, it's like, oh, that didn't work. You died. So then he goes and picks up the bodies and brings them back here for us.
How long has he been doing that?
Seven.
Seven bodies ago.
Yep.
7 days. Heck, you know, time is not linear
yeah.
for any of us.
It's squirrel.
Linear. Anyway. So...
So, horror movie peoples.
Yeah.
So, originally, I was planning for top five.
Okay,
so
we can start.
I came up with a list of five.
Perfect. Who's your number five?
Number five. And this one is on the list primarily because he was a big part of my existence growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Not like childhood, because you shouldn't watch horror movies when you're a kid. But this is one of the first horror movies that I can remember purposely being allowed to see.
Okay.
And that is Ghostface from the Scream franchise.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, would you say him from From the actual franchise, or like one of the specific?
Probably just the concept of him more so, because the first one I was allowed to see was Scream 2.
All right.
So, and those Ghostface aren't great Ghostfaces. They're okay Ghostface. The first two are probably the best Ghostfaces.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one was, it was a good surprise twist, but yeah.
Yep. When the aunt from Roseanne and some random guy who was kind of in the movie for 10 minutes were the bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is dumb. But she was Billy Loomis's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Loomis, is that right?
Yes.
That sounds right. And I'm like, okay, well, more hints to that earlier on would have made this a better reveal, I think. But in the first one, where it turns out it was Billy Loomis, the boyfriend, and his doofy friend who played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yep.
Loved that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't know it was two.
No. And you thought Billy was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so great.
It was really good. Ghostface, number five.
Nice.
He's not super magical or anything, but he is probably the first of his thing that I ever got to encounter. And, like, I've seen Jason movies now, or Halloween, or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Michael Myers movies now. And I'm like, nah, I'd rather see Ghostface.
Right. And as over the top as they became later on, they kept it grounded in reality.
Yep.
And I think the fact that they created a legacy out of this character rather than try to bring back the same person every time.
Right.
I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So that's a solid choice.
Yeah.
And I liked Scream 2.
Mm-hmm. I did too. It's just the first one's way better.
The first one was way better, and it still holds up. Mm-hmm. The second one I haven't seen as recently. I still liked it, but the first one is still really
I think
good.
We rewatched all of them like a couple Halloweens ago because they were on Netflix at the time, and it wasn't boring. So. Nice. I said it holds up enough.
That's good. Yeah. I got bored with the third one. I have yet to see the fourth one. But one and two
fourth
I would watch.
I remember, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember literally nothing about it. No idea what happened in that movie. At all.
I think I read the synopsis. I know Alison Brie from Community was in it.
I don't remember that.
Hilarious.
She's one of my favorite actresses. Don't remember her being in this.
So it left an impression.
Yeah. I'm wondering if a Man in Black guy came in and flashy thanked me after I saw it for some reason.
Well, you probably would not remember the movie.
True.
At all.
Unless he said, you watched this movie and that's all you did tonight.
That could be.
And that's why I have no memories of the actual movie because he didn't describe it to me. Huh. Maybe I didn't even watch the movie.
That's a weird thing for one of the Men in Black to do.
Yeah.
Unless an alien showed up at that moment.
Right.
And you... It was in your queue, so you know you watched it, but you have no memory.
Yeah, no idea. Interesting. Anyway, what's your number five?
My number five, and I'm kind of, I kind of wanted to go with not necessarily my favorites, but what I consider like among the scariest.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a tough time with it, with paring down my list, so we could do some honorable mentions.
Yep.
But I went
squirrels.
Yes.
Just an army of squirrels.
Oh yeah. Squirrels are terrifying.
Ugh.
I went with the inbred freaks from The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Those are horrifying.
Oh my God. And not, I wouldn't say the remake from like 2006 or whatever.
Yeah.
They're terrifying too,
right.
But I'm talking
they're more just gory terrifying.
A little bit. Yeah. They put some politics behind it, and they tried to make a reason for them to be this way, which they're much more effective in the original, I think it was 78 or 79, the original movie by Wes Craven.
Yeah.
Also did Scream.
Yeah.
They are so creepy.
Welcome to the Wes Craven podcast.
RIP, Wes. You did good. No, they were just... absolutely terrifying. Have you ever seen the original Hills Have Eyes?
It's been a very long time, but I believe I have.
Nice. Yeah, just the fact that they were so sadistic. There was no origin really to them. We saw their family unit, because again, they're all inbred mutants, basically.
As one does.
Yeah. And a lot of it comes down to the movie itself and just the way that it's made, but they were, it's so gritty and dark, and they are just truly terrifying because all they do is come in and do some pretty unspeakable things to the characters, most of whom are fairly sympathetic. I wouldn't say they're fully fleshed out, but it's so bad what happens to them that you truly do care. So I think that's what made them pretty effective villains. Also the fact that they were just beyond creepy.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is played by Michael Berryman, who's basically made a career out of playing creepy looking guys.
As
he was, yeah, exactly. He was one of the bikers in Weird Science, and he's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
But he's the one, if you want to know what he looks like, he's the guy on the movie poster or the DVD, whatever, mm-hmm. for Hills Have Eyes.
Yep.
So I would put, I know it's not like one specific villain, but I would put them
on. Many of my top whatevers are a flock of villains.
Fair enough.
Or such, yeah.
We didn't set rules for ourselves, no, so I think we're good.
Okay.
I didn't even think necessarily we needed to keep it in the horror genre.
Right, right.
So I might have one or two that are outside.
I almost put the Borg from Star Trek First Contact on here.
Mm.
Because they're horrifying.
They are. Absolutely.
I did not. I resisted because I'm like, it's not.
You resisted against the Borg.
I resisted.
Usually that's futile.
Yeah,
so
usually
well
it is. But I did this time.
Nice. All right. So you're number four.
My number four is a couple of my movies with the villains are a little more recent. And this is probably the second most recent.
Okay.
So you may not have seen it yet. But my number four is The White People from Get Out.
Nice. That's a great one. Yeah. I haven't seen the movie, but yeah. I know I had to read what happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
The and you could probably even mix this in with some of the Richard Purge people are about the same level
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways.
Should probably mention the stuff that we're going to talk about is probably going to be fairly spoiler heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you haven't seen any of these that we're talking about, we'll mention the movie or whatever
yeah.
it's from. But we'll be discussing spoilers. So.
Right. But just the sheer lack of empathy, lack of caring
mm-hmm.
That these white people have. And they're not traditionally racist in that they want to be black people, which isn't scary, but mm-hmm. the concept of the way they go about doing it is horrifying. And the way that part of the people, because they put their brains into black people's bodies,
mm-hmm.
and the part of the original body, Pearson's brain, still exists in there, so every now and then they kick in, it's like, run, get out. It's horrifying. Horrifying movie. And they're sick freaks.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. But that's my number four.
Nice.
Yeah. What's your number four? Is it white people?
Well, I mean, that's just in general.
Right.
So not so much confined to one particular film. I was going to say that's on my BVR still.
Yeah, it's a good one. You should watch it. You said you've read it, so I didn't spoil it too much, but
nope. I know way more than you even divulged. So.
Okay,
I pretty much did like with what other thing that I talked about that I spoiled for myself.
No,
I don't know
everything.
Scream 4, whatever,
right.
Maybe. Yeah, I just read a synopsis on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
because I wanted to know what happened because everyone was talking about it. I'm like, I'm never going to see it. Now I want to.
Right.
Anywho, number four. For me, and at one point I would have said number one, but he's still one of my favorites, but Freddy Krueger.
Old knife hands.
Exactly. That was a little backstory. That was probably the first horror movie that I saw. Nine, somewhere in there.
I was not allowed, but I did see them. Horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of... I wouldn't say they're overly scary, but they're...
They were when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're pretty scary.
I was five or something.
Oh my god, you're younger than I was.
Yeah.
But yeah, my parents, for whatever reason, thought it was okay to rent them.
Clearly.
So,
yeah.
I actually skipped the first and started with 2 and then watched up to 5 because it just came out on video. And then,
yeah.
I was a fan for life after that.
Yeah.
But I think he's still effective because, and I mentioned this on Twitter today too, also, when he's scary, he's genuinely scary.
Right.
When the movies are stupid, oh boy, they're dumb.
Yeah.
They are stupid
yeah.
dumb. And there are some really, really just awful moments in all those movies, but I think the first one is still effectively scary.
Mm-hmm.
The 7th, which was Wes Craven's New Nightmare,
mm-hmm.
which did kind of the Scream approach, which is
right.
film within a film.
Right.
That was also effectively scary. He's just, the idea of a villain who is not, who can become tangible, but
right.
really can kill you in your nightmares.
Yep.
That, just the original concept of him is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Because I've had nightmares where I was, you know, being attacked or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and I feel like I can't get out of it.
Yep.
So that's...
I think we all have.
Yeah, probably.
It's called having a job.
Oh, reality
yeah.
sets in.
Yeah.
But no, even with all the jokes and the goofy campiness
right.
of it,
he's
which
so
I
horrified.
Still love.
Yeah.
yeah. Again, you bring it down to the basic concept of him and
right.
absolutely just horrifying.
Yeah, they even had a character, basically a ripoff of Freddy Krueger on Rick and Morty called Scary Terry. Rick and Morty were trying to get Morty's grades better in math,
mm-hmm.
so they inceptioned his math teacher.
Oh, wow.
And then every time the person would start to figure out or they'd mess up the dreams and things would get serious, they'd inception someone else inside the dream,
mm-hmm.
like fictional characters inside the dream. And eventually they got down to Dream Bedrock, which is where Scary Terry is, and he just tries to kill you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That actually sounds kind of awesome.
I love that show.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Right.
They made friends with him in the end.
Oh, that's good. That's hopeful.
Yep.
Yep. So that's my number 4. I should mention I never saw the remake.
Yeah.
I heard it wasn't. Yeah.
Did
probably.
Did you
not.
See Freddy versus Jason?
I did.
I did.
I love it.
I do too.
It's so dumb.
It's the worst thing, but I love it.
Oh, it's so fun. I love
it.
I cheered in theaters. I made
yeah.
my friends really embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's
a great stupid movie. It's a great stupid movie.
Oh yeah. That and Jason X, which
yeah.
came out around the same time. They're not good movies.
Oh, they're horrible.
Oh man, they're fun.
Jason in Space is fun though.
Yeah. They're not and they have some scares to them
yeah.
too, but for the most part it's just
mostly stupid.
Yeah. So
all right. Well, my number 3. I'm checking my list to make sure I was another newer movie.
All right.
The Quiet Place Monster.
Okay.
Have you seen The Quiet Place yet?
I have not. Again,
well,
spoilers are fine.
Spoilers.
I know what
happens. Quiet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So the whole movie is almost soundless for most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that amps up the terror factor so much more than you think it would, especially if you see it in theater.
I'll bet. I remember seeing the trailer.
And yeah.
That was like
horrifying.
Oh yeah.
But like, minor spoiler for the very beginning of the movie. The family goes to a grocery store. They gather up supplies and leave. The youngest kid wants to play with the toy rocket ship.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad takes it away from him and puts it away. He's like, no, you can't have it. She doesn't say anything because they can't talk, but they do sign language. And I think part of the reason they survived so long is one of their kids is deaf and has a cochlear implant. So
mm-hmm.
they know sign language. But then they're leaving, and the deaf daughter daughter goes, takes the batteries out of the spaceship and gives it to him anyways. It's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can play with this. But then as they're leaving, the kid grabs the batteries and puts them back in. So halfway through, you just hear the spaceship going off, and you see the dad just turn around and run back. But right before he gets to him, monster gets the kid. They kill a kid in like the first 5 minutes of the movie. Like a little kid.
Yeah.
Horrifying movie.
Now, did they have... They had 3 kids, right?
Yeah, had.
Okay. Because I remember seeing 2, like, predominantly in the preview.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew that happened at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, again, I read the whole thing.
Of course you did, yes. But it's a great movie. Scary all the way through.
monsters. It's the kind of they take a lot of the Jaws mentality for monsters right up until the end, which is don't show the monster,
right?
Which is something I like from scary movies.
Yeah,
so I think that's why they're all the way up at my number three.
Okay, so because they're less character, more force of nature.
Yes,
and they're effective in.
Yes.
Now, are they? I've never seen what they actually look like apart from the glimpses. Are they like genuinely scary when you see them?
Somewhat. They're not. Like, I wouldn't want to kiss one.
Sure.
They remind me a lot of the Stranger Things demigorgons, but with, like, a rounder head, but still, like, all those teeth and crap. So, yeah. I'd say they're scary. But they're CG, so at the same time, CG kind of takes you out of it a little bit.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, okay. They hide it most of the time.
Yeah.
Good movie. Number three.
Number three for me is Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, okay, yes.
Referring to the original, the Stanley Kubrick movie with Jack Nicholson.
Right.
He's number three for me, not just because it was a really, really great performance.
Right.
And just a really creepy movie. It's terrifying from the idea that you could be just a normal person and, you know, be affected by this isolation and that it would take over you. Obviously, it was more than just that.
He caught that guy in a bear costume blowing that other dude.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that from the movie. I just remember that from that weird 30 Seconds to Mars video.
Yeah.
But I know there was something similar in the movie.
Yeah.
But no, in the, I don't think they really touch on this in the movie, but in the books, he was kind of abusive. Mm. He was already a dick, but you don't really get a lot of that backstory. You really just see him being, you know, a fairly decent dad and husband, and then he just slowly goes insane.
Yeah.
And obviously, the movie shows it in an extreme case, but just the idea that someone can, you know, be isolated and kind of become unhinged just from their own devices, not even from external circumstances, is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
So it's scary in a very real sense.
Right.
Because as a writer, you know, I don't think that I would ever, you know, go
all play or all work, no play mode.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that would happen to me. I'm pretty sure if I felt that way, I would go and build something with Legos, which is what I had to do last night. I'm sure I could have been doing something productive, but I built a science lab instead.
Right.
Turned out pretty cool, too. I'll show you pictures later. Okay. Anyway, just the the horror of watching a man slowly descend into madness.
Right.
And again, I just think his performance in that is utterly fantastic. So he's my number three.
Okay. I see. I find it interesting that we did not compare lists beforehand.
We did not.
So far, we don't have any matches, though.
Nope.
Which shows you how variety-based? How varied the horror genre can be. So we're at two. Big two. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is, again, kind of a newer. Not, like, super new. This one's probably the oldest in my news.
Okay.
The It Follows monster.
Ah, the STD.
Yes. The magical STD. But the concept of having a person following you around slowly that only you can see, or whoever has the STD can see, that just mutilates you if they get to you, is horrifying. Have you seen It Follows?
No. I'm going to try to actually watch it this year. I've been trying to do that the last 2 years. Yeah. We'll see how that works. But
there is a scene where the monster turns into a character at the very end, and the main character is freaking out. And they never, like, It Follows is very much not a here's the airplane, I'm going to spoon feed you this type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be paying attention. You have to know what's going on. At the very end, the It Follows monster turns into somebody, and the main character just starts freaking out. And it's because if you pay attention earlier, it's her dad.
which you've only seen in pictures on the wall of her house because her dad is dead.
Yeah.
Or gone or something. We don't know what it is, but he's in like a hospital gown when she sees him and stuff. So I'm pretty sure he died.
All right.
But you don't know that. You just know that she only lives with her mom this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen her dad, but there's the guy in the pictures. And now the monster is that, and she's freaking the hell out. She never goes, "It's my dad," or anything. But it's a good movie.
Nice.
And it's scary.
Now, the creature, does it have an actual form, or does it just possesses people?
It just looks like people.
Okay.
It doesn't even take, it doesn't jump into their bodies or anything.
It just takes on their form after they've had relations.
Yeah, after the STD. So, say you had the STD, and you humped somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the STD. The It Follows monster is no longer coming after you.
Okay.
Unless it kills the person you humped.
Got it.
Then it's coming after you again.
Okay.
So say you passed it on, you could think you're fine,
mm-hmm.
not know that that other person got brutally murdered, and then someone's just slowly walking up to you one day. Because it can take on forms of people you know or people you've never even seen.
All right.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep.
Very cool.
It follows monster. Anyway. A lot of mine are more forces in nature or something I'm noticing. Like, the It Follows monster doesn't have a personality. It's not trying to get anything from you.
Yeah.
It doesn't talk to you. It just slowly walks towards you and then bends you into pretzels.
Well, if we're talking scariest, I mean, that's... I think that applies totally. Yep. My number two doesn't have much of a personality either. They exist... more of a force of nature, but also follows the is scarier that you don't see it, the Jaws mentality.
Yeah.
And this is
Jaws.
It was very close. The shark was very close to being on this list.
Yeah.
But I went with the creature from the first Alien movie.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which, not exactly a horror. It is,
I'd say it's
a sci-fi thriller.
It scared me.
Yeah.
As a child, so
agreed. It did to me as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's appropriate.
I almost put Alien on mine too, or Predator.
Both would be solid choices.
Yeah.
Both are just absolutely scary and virtually unkillable by conventional means. Again, the movie, it's very atmospheric. It's very, very quiet and creepy. And you don't see the alien a whole lot. When you do, it's scary as hell.
Yeah.
And incredibly effective.
Yep.
It's
because it's a puppet instead of CG, too, though.
Yeah, it's either a puppet or a guy in a suit.
Yeah, which is the best way to do these things.
Agreed.
CG kind of takes you out of it.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the newer Alien movies, not all that great. Yeah, after Prometheus, I was kind of done.
Oh, I forgot there was one after Prometheus. I haven't even seen that.
It's apparently...
What is that called?
Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Which is apparently like the first Alien, but with a lot of Prometheus stuff, which I don't need to see.
Right, no. No, thank you.
I'll watch Alien 3 and Resurrection before I ever watch Prometheus again. But going back to the first one,
yes,
it's such a good movie.
Yes.
And it has kind of that slasher flick idea in space because, you know, it's picking them off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Has no real personality other than kill.
Right.
And I think that can be really effective. It works for Michael Myers, who was almost on this list, but is not, so I... name dropping him.
Burn.
Suck it, Michael.
Yeah.
But no, I think he's just absolutely... It is scary. I shouldn't say he.
Right.
It probably is because they have a queen.
They have a queen.
And
system.
He was just a drone, so...
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. I still love it. The monster's just terrifying.
Yeah. The concept of the alien from Aliens... is even outstanding. You put in things you never really thought of for that kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
like the chest bursters, the face huggers, the acid blood,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of any of that.
Nope.
Just all at once. There you go.
Right. And except for if the face hugger, you know, grips you and, you know, bears you, it doesn't kill you.
No.
That's the only time that it truly kills you, for the most part, it wants you as a host
yep.
for other aliens.
Yep.
So it's almost worse than just decapitating you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is what a lot of them did in the later films, is just, you know,
yeah.
murder.
Right. Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense for animal. Like, I understood it when they killed to eat.
Yeah.
Because you need to eat. But that you shouldn't kill an entire crew of space people to eat.
No.
You should harvest them for laying eggs inside of, or for eating later.
Right.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
But
so that was really cool. Just the fact that it was, you know, just because a character was gone doesn't mean they were, you know, dead.
Yeah.
They were going to be turned into cocoons.
Yeah.
And there's actually a deleted scene in the first one where you see they're being turned into cocoons.
Oh, yeah.
Which ended up being cut, mm-hmm. I think, for pacing or whatever. But then they later kind of recycled that so that they weren't turning into the cocoons. They were just being used as hosts. So yeah. they would have a facehugger, you know,
yep.
hatch and lay their eggs on them.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It really is. So,
yeah.
Number one.
Okay, so this one is going to be divisive.
Okay.
I'm
sold.
This one is going to be... a lot of people are going to be like, that doesn't count. But it does. My number one?
Mm-hmm.
Gremlins. Gremlins from Gremlins. Little Mogwais.
I love this.
Right?
Yep.
They were some of... They were probably my first scary thing.
Okay.
They're not super scary, to be fair.
No.
For the most part. They're funny scary. Which is... I like funny scary.
Mm-hmm.
So, just everything about them is awesome. Is it
yeah.
your number one too?
No, it was close.
Yeah,
it probably would have been like 6 or 7, okay. frankly, because I consider like just putting Stripe,
the
head gremlin,
just the one, yeah.
But yeah,
yep, I love gremlins.
Oh, I do too. And the first one,
I think everyone knows what gremlins are.
Exactly. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Go
yeah.
watch both of them.
Yeah,
they're both so good.
They're really good.
And the first one is funny, but I would say it's pretty equal funny and
yep.
scary.
Yeah. The second one's pretty just much funny.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's just,
but the first one,
it's satire,
yeah.
but the first one is a good horror comedy.
Yeah. yeah.
Cause I mean, Stripe particularly mm-hmm. is just, he's evil.
Oh yeah.
And he is really scary.
Yeah. I love Gremlins. I love that concept too. Again,
mm-hmm.
pour water on them and they reproduce. Who thinks of that kind of thing?
I don't know. And that's a movie that I would not want to see. They've thrown out the idea of a reboot
yeah.
or another sequel. I don't want to.
It'd be all CGI and it looks stupid
mm-hmm.
as hell.
Yeah. There's minimal CG in the second one, which
yep.
came out in the early 90s.
Yeah, when CG was real good.
yeah. And I mean, it's used sparingly, and it works because there's a gremlin who's made entirely out of electricity.
Yeah.
And he looks like a cartoon, and it,
yep.
you totally, I mean, you don't really buy it because
no.
the movie's fake.
But it's basically a cartoon horror movie at that point. So.
Yeah. So it still
yeah.
looks good. It works. And
yeah.
all the effects still look so good.
Yeah. I love Gremlins.
Oh, it's so great. Again, biggest recommendation, watch Gremlins and watch Gremlins through the New Batch.
Right.
Also Gizmo, probably one
yeah.
of my favorite heroic characters.
Oh, easily.
Especially in the second one.
Wait, Rambo Gizmo?
Yep.
Yep.
It's, yeah, him with the bandana and the little paperclip.
Yep.
Bow and arrow that he makes. Cutest thing
yep.
I've probably ever seen. I love it.
Good times.
Yep. So,
Gremlins. Anyway, what's your number one?
My number one, I had to think about this a lot. It's going to be probably a little controversial.
Okay, is it Gremlins?
It is not Gremlins.
That'd be funny. It's like, nope, I lied. It was Gremlins.
In the pantheon of horror-based characters, we didn't have any overlap,
right.
which is rare for
it
us,
is very
especially.
Rare. Yeah.
But no, mine, Linus Van Pelt.
I'm trying to think of who that is. I've got nothing.
Peanuts. Particularly, it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh.
I played his little brother in a play once.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name was.
Rerun.
Could be. Who knows?
Yeah. No, I'm telling you.
I was Linus a child. The brother is in
Rerun. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. No, the reason is, so the concept of It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, mm-hmm. is that he's waiting all night in a pumpkin patch for the Great Pumpkin to show up.
Right. I love that we both went weird with our number. Keep going.
The Great Pumpkin never shows up.
Right.
We don't know.
He murders everybody else.
I'm sure there's probably a robot chicken like that somewhere.
In the robot chicken, the Great Pumpkin does show up and he murders everyone else.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh, God. There's a reason why I had to quit watching that show. Yeah. But the idea that he's staying up all night, I wanted to say that the Great Pumpkin was kind of a villain, mm-hmm. just because he never does show up.
Right.
He never, whatever he's supposed to be.
Well, he's a fictional character.
Right. Ends up disappointing Linus, right. who believes in him. Linus sort of becomes his own villain because he stays there. He shouldn't, he's a little kid. He should not be staying at
the Where are his parents? I think his parents are the villains.
They are off going wah, wah, wah somewhere. Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
I know Sally at one point stays with him, but, which is just another trope of, different movies where the girl who cares for the boy comes to be with him and still gets pushed away, basically.
Yeah.
So in that, I believe Linus is his own worst enemy.
That's hilarious.
And I mean, he's again, it's a little divisive also, right. but, and he's not truly a villain in the traditional sense, but he is a villain to himself.
Right.
And because I love Peanuts, I love Charlie Brown, I love Linus as a character. Yep. That's why I put him as number one.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, cool. So honorable mentions, Jaws.
Honorable, definitely. The shark is absolutely up there.
Yep.
That movie's so great, and it holds up so well still. But yeah, definitely the shark.
Just the first one.
Yeah.
None of the other ones.
No, yeah, not even worth watching, really. There's three sequels?
Yeah, just go watch like Deep Blue Sea if you want to see more shark action. Because at least those are funny-ish.
Yeah. That's the one where it eats Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Mid-speech, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's great.
I used to really like Lake Placid as a kid.
I remember that.
It was an alligator or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had Bill Pullman.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
Within probably the last... That's like a 20-year-old movie, I think, at this point. Within the last 5 to 10 years, they made a sequel.
Really?
And I think they made two sequels, and they did a crossover with one of... It was a sci-fi movie now.
Oh, fun.
So they did a crossover with one of their original films, which, as we all know, are cinematic.
Lake Placid versus Sharknado.
Sharknado is completely his own franchise, but it was one of those.
Lake Placid versus the Megalopus.
Yeah. As soon as they started making up words, I'm like, I'm kind of done. But I still watch the Sharknadoes.
Right. Jason and Michael Myers weren't officially on either of our lists, but obviously they are classics.
Yeah. I love the Friday the 13th movies. I wouldn't have considered Jason just because I think he's one of those that would have been effective, but the fact that they kept going supernatural and they kept going over the top, re-explaining origins, doesn't make him very effective.
No.
He works well in more of the funny vein, like Jason X or Freddy vs. Jason.
Yep.
The remake that they did, Friday the 13th.
Jason Goes to Manhattan.
That one is hilarious. I do love that one. I owned that for a time, actually. Yeah. Even before I ended up buying the collection, but before that I did own the part 8.
Right.
It's so dumb. But no, I was gonna say the remake they did like probably 6 years ago or whatever.
Right.
Was not bad.
Yeah. I don't think I saw it. Then they just, no, that's a Michael Myers. They just rebooted Halloween again.
They did. So Michael
I've
Myers,
heard good things about this one.
I have too. I do want to see it. But I would have put Michael Myers as an honorable mention just because at least in terms of the first one, mm-hmm. and even in terms of the remake, or right. not the official sequel.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know, the current Halloween, which is just called Halloween,
yeah.
it is a direct sequel to the original.
Right.
It's
ignoring Halloween 2.
Yep.
Or the Halloween reboot that they tried a couple years ago.
The Rob Zombie ones, yeah. That just...
Yeah.
Don't even mess with those. but yeah, it ignores all of the sequels, including H2O, and just...
Directly. I forgot about H2O.
That got Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I think.
Yeah, doesn't it have Coolio? Is Coolio in that, or am I thinking of something else?
I think it's got LL Cool J.
Okay. I think Coolio was in a vampire thing around that.
Yeah, something like that. Busta Rhymes is in Halloween Resurrection.
Really?
Yep.
Ugh.
Also, Paul Rudd is in the sixth one.
Really?
Yep.
I like Paul Rudd.
I do too.
I should be Ant-Man for Halloween next year.
That's a good idea.
I keep saying that about a lot of different things. So far I've said Ant-Man, actually doing Thanos, actually doing Iron Man, a werewolf, or get in shape and be Wolverine, I think are the ones I've said so far.
And you were very close to Thanos. What did you end up doing?
Oh, I ended up doing Doctor Doom. And I believe my Twitter profile is a picture. Mm-hmm. I took a selfie and sent it out on Snapchat and said, yep. Doom is the king of the selfie or something like that. It was fun.
Nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, I liked it. I liked the picture of it. Yep. So. It looks really good. Absolutely. So.
Yep, ended up making it mostly out of foam. It's very hot.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I'm planning on putting it on for the trick-or-treaters and yelling at them when they ring the doorbell.
Very cool.
Yeah. If any of them are MCU characters threatening to murder them or something.
Yeah.
Because it's old school Doom. It's not Doom trying to be a good guy pretending to be Iron Man Doom.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be fun to explain to the kids.
Right? I could just be a Doom bot, for all they know, though.
That's true. I mean, you can always recycle the costume yeah. also. Or yeah. you could make another one and have an army of Doom bots.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Doom! Oh, like, yay! Yeah.
I lost one of my gloves already, though.
Oh, crap.
I don't know where it is. It might just be inside of a gauntlet somewhere. I need to look for it.
Well, hopefully you'll find it, because it is a very, very awesome costume.
I might actually wear it to some cons.
Smart.
Because it hides my face.
Yeah.
That's been I'm a coward when it comes to cosplay.
Right.
I love the concept. I want to do it, but I'm a coward. But this covers my face, which takes away cowardness.
True. And you can hand out Nerd Dump business cards. Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if we have any more.
I still have some.
Okay, cool.
So, I do have a couple shows coming up, so I'm going
to
run out.
Doom demands you to listen to this podcast. Demands? Commands? Either one. I do both.
Yeah.
Doom does both.
Doom will choose which word to use.
Yep.
Actually, yeah, either
one
works.
It's a Latvarian pronunciation.
That's all right.
So Halloweens.
Halloweens.
So, oh, we Michael never mentioned Myers. Saw either.
Yeah.
The first Saw was okay.
The first Saw was good. I watched up to, I think we've talked about it before, but I've watched up to the fifth one.
I only watched the first one and the second one a little.
Yeah. It's fine. You don't, I would say you could go as far as four if you really felt like it and then stop. But yeah, that scene was fairly effective. Definitely scary.
Yeah.
Because you didn't
had no
really
idea what
know.
It was or
yeah.
anything.
The
then
puppet
it turns out
was
he
creepy.
Was a fake dead guy in the room the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't anyone check to see if that guy was dead?
I feel like they did, which is weird because one of the guys
who's
was
a doctor. Yeah, he checked, I think. He was a bad doctor.
A very bad doctor.
Yeah, well.
So, but it was a traumatic situation.
True.
So
true.
I actually think the doll was creepy, but I thought it was even creepier when he had that pig mask on his
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
And that's what he wore when he abducted people.
Yep.
That was scarier.
It looked
to me
just like a pig face. Like he just took a pig's face and was wearing it.
I mean, in terms of the narrative, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened.
Oh, good.
I'm hoping it was a fake pig mask for the movie.
Right.
But you never know.
You never know. It was a low budget movie.
It was.
So. Oh, I'm sleepy.
Well, We're getting close, but we could probably go through a few more.
Yeah.
The Leprechaun.
I have never watched a Leprechaun movie.
Oh, God.
On purpose. Like, I've never, like, nope, click.
That's valid. I watched the first one as a child when it came out.
Right.
It's the one with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's amusing.
Right.
The sequels they went from boring, which is what 2 and 3 are, mm-hmm. as I remember, to just Leprechaun ridiculous. Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun in Space. That was funny.
I feel like you couldn't make this movie now.
No, and they've tried. They have rebooted it. Like, they did a remake, I want to say, within the last 5 years.
Right.
So, but yeah, you can't really... This would be a sci-fi original at this point.
Oh, if you can even make it for that. It seems offensive to me.
You're not wrong. Yeah. It's pretty offensive. I would say it's more innocent offensive, right. Where it just hasn't aged.
I didn't
aged
know well. I was offensive type yeah. situation.
Yeah, it just hasn't aged particularly well.
Not like South Park, I'm being offensive because this points out how you're offensive.
Yep. And this is topical, so it's fine.
Right?
Yeah, no. No, but I would, if you ever felt like it, I would say you could probably watch the first one.
Right.
Or maybe the one where he's in space for some reason. But yeah, they're not great.
Yeah. Blade Vampires. Like, I don't have a specific one.
Yeah.
But just the Blade, like, I remember watching Blade, the first mm-hmm. Blade, and the human got tricked into going to the blood orgy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is terrifying. Because I was like 4. I don't know how old
right.
I was older than that. But that was pretty scary at the time.
I would say so.
I think it got, like, the second one was scary, too, because it had, the vampires.
Mm-hmm.
I think the third one was not scary.
The third one is terrifying, but for a completely different reason. That's because it's not good.
I still kind of hope that if they bring Blade into the MCU... It is Blade's daughter, because they've talked about doing that, making it mm-hmm. Blade's daughter, and having Wesley Snipes be the original Blade, and her father, thus making the first 3 movies of the MCU the first 3 Blade movies officially.
I am good with this. At least the first 2.
At least
we
first
can
2.
Ignore 3. It's good for Ryan Reynolds, and that is literally it.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, I'll watch almost anything for Ryan Reynolds though.
X-Men Origins.
Almost anything.
Okay, that's right.
I watch his parts and then I leave.
I can respect that. I can respect that. Baby
Deadpool.
Nice.
That's cool. Movie.
Yeah. Oh, so is.
But soon, Marvel will have the X-Men again.
Yep, we'll see how that goes.
I'm so happy. So happy. Yep. Did you know Kevin Feige? You know him.
I do.
Guy in charge of things.
Uh-huh.
He said, kind of misquoted, like, he said it, but it was kind of a leaned question, that Deadpool survived the snap from Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically a reporter asked him, hey, did Deadpool survive the snap? And Kevin Feige's like, well, technically he's in a different universe right now, so yeah. But sure. He said it.
Yep.
He I said like Deadpool survived the snap.
That is awesome.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep.
So.
Halloween. Thanos, that's a scary guy.
Exactly, yeah. He's way too calm and collected. Not exactly what we were expecting.
Right.
But an effective villain.
Yeah. Some of my worst nightmares have Marvel superheroes in them.
Okay.
But, like, for instance, there's a one where... We were in a building, and the Marvel superheroes were trying to stop the hordes of zombies that were coming up. And I could, like, I'd flash out. Yeah, I'd flash out and see, like, from a distance every now and then, and you just see the hero slowly losing as the zombies took them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That is scary.
And it's like, okay, if Captain America can't fight these guys off, I think I, the regular human at the top of the building, is screwed.
Yep.
Because they're like World War Z zombies, the ones that pile up on top of each other like ants.
And they're really fast and scary. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, this sucks.
Yeah. I mean, there are stories where, you know, Rick Jones saves the day or whatever.
Nope.
Rick Jones is dying in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time I saw Rick Jones, he got tied to a post and shot to death.
Secret Empire. It's fun.
It's fun, guys.
No.
Come on.
We all love Hydra Cat.
Right?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It was an interesting story. He still exists.
Mm-hmm.
Hydra Cap. Regular Cap's back, but Hydra Cap's, they're both existing right now. Last I checked. For all I know, he's dead now.
I think so. I think it's still happening. No, I think he's still...
Oh, he's still alive? Yeah.
As far as I know.
So I like that concept, even.
Yeah.
Kind of evil clone of Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
That's technically Captain America. Because neither one of them are technically a clone of the other or anything. They're both Cosmic Cube whammy crap.
Yeah.
If anything, our current Captain America is more fake than evil clone Captain America. Because he's just he was taken out of the evil clone Captain America's head, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was re-aged and de-aged and all this other nonsense. Who knows?
Who knows?
But,
boom, squirrels.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cap's great, though.
Cap is great.
Halloween. Any other...
Happy Halloween.
Indeed. Happy Halloween to you.
Check all your candies for knives and drugs. Throw away any popcorn balls you get.
Yep.
Don't eat any homemade candy unless you know who made it.
Exactly. And you trust the person who made it.
Yes.
Just because you know him doesn't mean it's...
like, oh, that's weird old Jenkins. He made these gummy bears.
Isn't he the guy that runs a haunted amusement park and runs around chasing kids, but like legitimately chasing them like he wants to kill them?
I think I saw him waving his wiener at traffic the other day.
Oh, old man Jenkins.
Have you seen our cats? I don't know. He made these meat-flavored gummy bears, though.
That's another takeaway. Yeah. Don't make homemade gummy bears.
Just trust us.
Don't make homemade gummy bears. It is a waste of your life to do so. Any other...
make meat gummy bears.
Don't make them out of meat or,
at least,
or cats.
Or cat or people.
Nope. Or people. The government is a great villain, too. Soylent Green.
Soylent Green,
Their
The Purge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's more.
Reality. No.
Get out and vote November 6th.
Yes.
If you're smart. Get educated, then vote.
Yep. Register to vote. It is important.
Yeah.
And then actually doing it.
Yeah. Even if you don't like who your candidates are, you should still vote because then it shows that your area votes more. So they focus more on fixing up your specific community. So if you want your community taken care of, you need to vote.
That is exactly true. Also, we want to keep Nazis and other bad people out of our administrations.
Yeah. So please help with that. If you think Nazis should be part, don't vote.
Yeah. In fact, just
move to Germany or something.
Yeah, just
they don't like Nazis either anymore, though. They really hate Nazis.
Well, as they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should make a Nazi island. Sounds like a Magneto plan.
It sounds like a Nazi plan.
Yeah.
So if you're a Nazi, just don't.
Yeah.
Literally,
don't be a Nazi.
Just don't do anything.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
We'll tell you, don't do it.
Exactly. This message brought to you by...
the Anti-Nazi Party.
Yep.
This got weird.
It did.
You know who the real villains are? Nazis.
Yeah. They are the worst, the scariest, the most terrible.
Yeah.
But you can punch them and they cry.
Yeah.
So...
this is what happens when Honey's not here to yell bye at the end of an episode.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. So we'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for responding to the tweets this afternoon. It's fine. If you happen to have a favorite that you want to list that we didn't name off, you're welcome to let us know. We are on the Twitters at Nerd Dump Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook. You can even just check out old episodes at thenerddump.com.
Mm-hmm.
Nerddumppodcast.com.
Thenerddump.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Our email is nerddumppodcast@gmail.com.
It's sad that I keep forgetting. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. It is, in fact, thenerddump.com.
Yep.
I should know this. I'm an idiot. You can also find us individually. I'm at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Weck. My name is currently Cody Von Doom.
Yes, it is. That is awesome. That is your new avatar. It is in fact your costume.
Yep.
It does. It looks really good.
I like
your costumes. Always look good though. But
yeah. I think this is my best one.
It might be. So, but yeah, find us on the Twitters, Facebook. If you like this episode, go on to iTunes. If you like any of our episodes or the show in general, go on to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and subscribe, because we would love to continue making the show. We do pay for this out of our own pocket. We don't have a Patreon or anything like that. So in order to keep the lights on, we would be happy to have a little more support, not necessarily financially, but repost us if you see a tweet, subscribe, give us a rating so more people can find us and we can continue to broaden our audience and churn out better podcasts.
Right.
So that's all from us.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe. Trick or treat. All of that.
If you hear squirrels talking, don't let them know.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yep.
Keep those squirrels ignorant.
Yes.
All right. Bye. This has been a Nerdum production.